direct. From Guano Productions headquarters in the Los Angeles Underground, it's time for your new favorite podcast, The Superiority Complex. It's like honey in your ear holes.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Superiority Complex. It's your new favorite podcast. We have a full house today. We have a full house today.
Everywhere you go.
Yeah, yeah, go, go. Who, keep going. Does anybody watch the Fuller House? Does anybody?
I watched the first episode. I'm like, I can't.
I wanted to try it. Is it just sad?
It's
sad.
I mean, it was always cheesy.
The Full House.
But it's like.
The original Full House was way past my, like, sitcom days.
That was exactly my
family sitcom.
Yeah, no, that was exactly. I was like exactly who they were aiming at with that whole lineup, and I sucked it all up.
Yeah, little Latina kids in,
like the whole family. Like we would all, and especially because we were three girls.
It was yeah. All right, so we got today. That voice you hear has not been heard in some time here at the Superiority Complex.
Centuries.
That is of course Tawny. Oh, Tony. That is a name I've not heard in a long time. Blow your nose, Sir Alec. John Sandy's here.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Howdy, howdy.
Hey, howdy, hey. And then Stu, howdy from Toy Story. Yeah. That's great. I'm Woody.
I'm Woody. Howdy, howdy, howdy. 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 Yeah. The shark.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't care what anyone says. The first Toy Story, I Will Go Sailing No More, still brings me to tears every time. That's what when you guys are launching me into the photon tube after I've been cremated.
Wow.
I want Scotty playing that on the bagpipes.
Like Spock. That's so great. You thought this out. Yeah, you know, when I die, I want to
see intergalactic.
Jake is here.
Hi.
How you doing, Jake?
I'm good. I went through the sickness for like a week.
Yeah, what was wrong with you last week?
I had a gnarly cough that just I could not talk, and I hated it being server going to tables. Like, hey, how you guys doing? My name is Jacob. I'm gonna be a server here today. I could not talk.
You say Jacob?
Jacob. Yeah. 12 pounds.
And my name
a
is
day.
Jacob. Yes.
And they say, don't breathe on my food, okay?
Yeah.
I'll take the this, this, and that, but don't breathe on my food.
And I've got a gluten allergy, and I can't eat dairy. And if I even look at a peanut, I'll die.
That last week was probably I had to deal with some of the most difficult people I've dealt with there. Ugh. And it always happens whenever you don't want to deal with them. They're like, oh, hey, he's sick. Let's all come in and make his life miserable. It's perfect.
It's great. That's like when I worked at the video store. If I wanted people to come in, I would just
with the
order
Boston
food.
Guy?
Order food. That's all I had to do. If I wanted, it would be dead all day. But I'd call Stuff Pizza and say, hey, do you want to trade Crocodile Dundee for like a small pepperoni? They'd be like, yeah, we'll send somebody over there. Here's your copy of Crocodile Dundee. I'm literally about to take my first bite. Ding, 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 ding.
Yep.
That's Murphy's Law.
Wave after wave.
Yeah, same at Levels. Ah, as soon as you take a bite, it's like, hey, do you have this thing that you don't have?
Sandwiches. That works in all jobs.
John Sandy is sitting directly across from the lovely Justine, whose voice you just heard. Hello, Justine.
Hello.
Why are you bouncing?
Are you all bouncy?
You got a little bounce.
It's the bouncy chair.
Got a little bounce to the answer.
She had caffeine.
It's not metal. Like,
a little zap and Roger.
I did have caffeine.
Speaking of metal.
Patrick
is here. You got that Ramstein haircut.
Oh,
Ramstein.
My hair is crazy right Ramstein. Now.
Yeah, yeah.
I was wearing a hat.
Ramstein makes him sound Jewish.
It's almost the Conan O'Brien. It's almost doing the crazy Conan O'Brien thing.
Yeah.
My hair is crazy.
Where it piles real high.
Yeah, here comes Man Bun.
Here comes Man Bun.
Didn't bring a hair tie.
We have a full show today, guys, and we only have like one topic to talk about, so this is going to be fun.
Yep, screw it.
I'm excited. I had to yell at everybody before the show. It got really uncomfortable.
No, go on.
I wasn't really mad.
Oh, the devil, you say.
I think we're all just excited to see each other, and we only see each other once a week, and I don't allow people to talk about anything while they're in here pertinent to the show. And then so everybody has to talk about their personal lives, and nobody cares about that. So then I just end up bored in 30 seconds and angry. I get angry when I'm bored.
I talk about my personal life constantly.
Yeah, well, you text it to me, and I can just ignore you and do whatever I'm doing.
Haven't I talked about... Well, didn't the joke become that I was coming here for therapy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've missed out.
You've missed 5 months of therapy.
Well, when you have kids at home, you have to get out and get... You know, you have to get adult time.
Oh, for sure. And they've been home with me all summer, and I'm just like, thank God they're back in school.
Oh, they're back in school?
Yeah. Well,
how long did you sleep the first day they went back to school?
Oh, I came home and I slept from like 9 till 2.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no joke. And then I was like, shit, I got to pick them up.
Did you feel good, though?
No. It was like luxurious.
Yeah.
I felt like Venus in the fucking clamshell. Like,
you know what sucks, though? When your kids are a little bit older, you're going to get so used to going without sleep. I used to be...
This is the least restful summer of my life.
I used to be a championship sleeper. I used to be able to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, we're Latino. It's you know, there are some stereotypes that are true. I used to be able to sleep like 10, 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I sleep a max now, 7 hours. Mm-hmm. And that's like, I'm like, oh, my God. And I want to sleep more. And I wasted the first probably week of the summer trying to get – I was like, no, I can sleep in. Let's sleep in. And my body's like, no, we're not sleeping in anymore.
Yeah.
You're an early riser now. It's
with
a curse.
Me, no, I'm like a night person. Like that's my natural – like I like being awake at night. I like being active at night. But I can't because I'm a teacher as well. So I get up super early. And then by the time the kids go to sleep, it's like all I want to do is like stare at the TV for like 3 hours.
Yes, and melt.
And so I short myself on – that's just what I did last night.
Now you guys
I was
are
like, why am I not asleep yet?
You guys are kids, John. You like to be up. Yeah. John goes to bed early. If John has
to
work,
because I'm at work at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
I used to be a night owl. I knew where all the places were open to like 2 a.m. to eat, you know, and stuff. And now I've got to be in bed, you know, by 8 or 9 to be up at 4. You know,
what do you guys? You guys are on a weird schedule too. Well, look at Jake over there not saying anything. He probably just like, oh, I slept 13 hours last night. I feel great.
Yeah, I stay up till like 3 o'clock in the morning and don't wake up till like 12 o'clock.
You son of a
bitch.
You guys,
a morning person.
You guys have like weird overnight shifts.
I don't sleep more than like 6 hours.
But you look good.
It's all makeup. It takes a lot of work in the morning.
I can just imagine Justine doing your makeup. Stop moving.
No.
She would never do his makeup.
No.
All right, guys. I have a couple of announcements before we get into the show proper. Did I say that right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, show.
Whatever.
We like to give shout-outs on the show, and thanks to our friends. Yeah. Always give a shout-out to our friends at the Home Video Hustle. Brent and PJ, if you're not listening to their show, listen to them. They're great. Because of them now, I told you guys earlier in the summer, I was making an effort to get the podcast out there more and be more active on the social media.
Thank
not
God.
Just promoting the podcast,
on
but
the
also
social media.
On the social media. But also just trying to listen to, you know, for the first, when we first started doing this, it was for just a few people. It was people that we knew. And that still makes up a bulk of our audience. And, you know, we've had people come in, you know, through, like Tanya came in because of Jake. You brought in Angel, and now we know the guys over. We don't know them, but we, you know, now I listen to the Retro Convo and stuff like that. So at the start of the summer, I just said I'm going to be more active about being on, at least with the social media account that we have for the show, which is Soup Complex, at Soup Complex, S-O-U-P Complex. Follow us on Twitter. Give us a like on Facebook, Facebook.com/Soup Complex. But because of people like Brent and because of a guy named Dan Costa who has a podcast called Blockbuster Dropouts, they have pointed me in other directions to find other great podcasts. And when we first started, I didn't listen to a lot of other shows just because it sounds dumb, but I just wanted us to do our own thing and be like kind of like – and when we first started out, like when Tony was first on, it was more of a one-on-one interview kind of thing. And then, you know, we went through a few co-hosts and then finally
– all those years ago?
And then 4 years ago. It's been 4 years.
Because I was pregnant, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem like so long ago?
Yeah.
And then John – what really opened things up was when John became regular – not regular. John, remember when you became regular?
I'm feeling regular.
When John became available on a regular basis,
4:15 every afternoon.
It really galvanized me to do more of them. So I'm starting to listen to more podcasts now, other podcasts. And there's a lot of great podcasts out there. There's a lot of great nerdy podcasts out there. And then there's a lot of podcasts that do stuff that I wouldn't normally listen to, but I like. They talk about stuff I wouldn't normally know about. But I like the cast, or I listen to an episode and I say, these people are great. And one of those is called The Horror Club. The Horror Club podcast, they just dropped their 30th episode. They've had some issues One of the girls, it's three ladies, and they talk about, of all things, K-pop, which I know nothing about.
I think I've heard of that.
Which I know nothing about, but they also talk about movies, and they talk about TVs, and TV shows and stuff. And they have a really great rapport. They're all friends, and they have really great rapport. One of the girls, I have their names written down, but I'm afraid I'm not going to pronounce it right. One of them goes by the name of Frosty. One goes by the name of Anna. Oh. And one girl goes by the name of, I think it's Neza or Neza, N-E-Z-A. And the first episode I'm listening, I'm like, these girls are cool. I like this already. And then she announces that she has thyroid cancer. And she's just been diagnosed with thyroid cancer. Found out on Twitter because Brent reached out to them as well that she has had her surgery and she is recovering. So we're really happy about that. So we want to send all kinds of positive vibes and good thoughts to them. So they're going to be on a little bit of a break, but now's a good time to catch up. They're really funny. It's called The Horror Club, so just check them out. They started following us randomly on Twitter, and then if anybody follows us on Twitter, I will give your podcast a listen, and if I like it, I'll give it a shout-out, and which I shouldn't have said because now I have like 50 podcasts in the stack. I really do. Another great podcast that Brent from the Home Video Hustle turned us on to is the Film Rose podcast. Hannah and Julia, two girls. I listened to their first episode. Two ladies, I'm sorry. That sounds so dismissive when I say two girls.
No, women.
Two women. Two ladies.
Ladies.
Two ladies. Ladies.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Every bad – there's not good. One good rock
and
song.
And the whole, like the whole – and this is my little pet issue, but, like, the whole, like, respectability politics. You're not acting like a lady. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's gross.
You aren't acting. By the way, you just interrupted me, so points for not points deducted for not acting like a
woman.
Yeah. So two gals.
Broads.
Oh, God. Two broads.
It just gets worse.
Welcome to the Frank Sinatra podcast. Two broads.
Hey, so probably. Two Amazons were.
Sometimes I'll say chicks, but I mean it like in an affectionate way.
I still use your term, by the way.
Sweet bitches. It's the best. I was just trying to explain to somebody why it's funny, and they just looked at me like I was nuts.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're not Mario.
Wow.
I said that to somebody at work, and they go, because they know I say it all the time.
All the sweet
and there were some people around, so I just go, where are all the SBs at? And she just started cracking up. She's like, I know what you mean. I was like, no, seriously, where are they? Okay. But Hannah and Julia, they have the Film Rose podcast, and their tagline is, over-caffeinated and underqualified, and they talk about movies. Their first episode is all about La La Land, and we lined up. Our views on La La Land lined up, so I was like, I have to listen to more.
I haven't seen it.
So, yeah, well, check it out. Listen to the review afterwards and see if you agree with them. All right, so check it out. The Film Roast, and you can follow them, I believe, at Film Roast and at Horror Club. So check them out. But they're both on Podbean as well. So shout out to the crew of those two podcasts. Now, as you know, 20 minutes in, I have been a guest on Rock Solid with Pat Francis. There's a guest, not a guest, a follower, a fan of Rock Solid. He goes by the name of Coach Spike on Twitter. His name is Owen Harrington in real life. He lives out in the wilds of Indiana. And he said, hey, next time you're on Rock Solid, why don't you do – he said, I'm not a Beatles fan either. Why don't you do – but I think a great show would be Ringo and George Harrison's solo work. And I said, nothing would interest me less. Why don't you? I'm into George Harrison until the second in My Sweet Lord when they start singing Hare Krishna, and then I'm out. I hit the same spot. It's like, I get it. You went
to
Tibet.
I got my mindset on.
Murder my hand. Look at John. John wants to.
You know there's 30 other songs on that album.
I'm out.
I hate that song. Yeah,
I'm out.
I know that's a three-record set.
I'm out, John.
All right.
Not enough synthesizers. All right. Oh. So, hey.
I will destroy you.
How does that feel?
You like that?
Yeah.
Ooh, I hate synthesizers.
I know you do.
Ooh, I hate them.
I know you do.
I know.
Blue Monday. Ultimate synth song. Mm-hmm. Which is better, Blue Monday or I Got My Mind Set on You?
Boy, that is late period for Harrison.
Reach out to us
late.
On Twitter.
By the time he gets to the yeah.
No, but Owen Harrington, you made this, and I jokingly said, hey, why don't you do it? And he said, if I could get out there, I would. And I said, let's start a fundraising campaign. Let's crowdfund you to do it. So I go to work, and I come out, and sure enough, he started a page. He started a GoFundMe page. And the first person that donated was host of the show, Pat Francis. So Pat Francis just said, must have just said in his head, well, if you can raise the money, you can be on the show. So he's got, so it's on our page, the Superiority Complex Facebook page. So if you have, whatever you can give, $5, $10, I want to see if we can make this happen, because it would be funny if someone took a joke that I said and made it happen. Like, here's another joke. Hey, let's impeach Trump before we all die in nuclear fire. Run with that one, kids.
And then you got home and you found out that everybody was crowdfunding on that.
Yeah. But
seriously, support Coach Spike and go to the Facebook page and whatever you can give. He's only got – it's a $500 he's got like $125 in after a day. So he's only trying to raise $500 just to fly out here. And then
is it for our show? Or
it's for the – for
Pat Francis.
But if he comes out here, he's welcome to be on our show.
He's flying up for Pat Francis.
If this works, we could get PJ and Brent on the show.
That's what I'm saying. Then we crowdfund.
Oh.
Yeah. We crowdfund it. See, but then – yeah. Yeah, that's what we do.
I feel you.
So that's it. So please check out that fundraiser.
So please give generously.
And shout out to our friends.
$5, $500.
Yeah. Come on. Give them the Soup Complex bump.
I know you'll give generously.
Yeah, I know you.
Remember the old Clint Eastwood?
Yeah.
I know you'll do the right thing and give generously.
Yeah, when he would talk to the chair.
The Soup Complex bump. Oh, his money's gone.
Hello. All right, guys. Let's get into the show. First thing we got to talk about is this Game of Thrones, episode 4.
Oh.
What?
Mm.
Yeah. Let's, okay.
Well, we already talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about it before. Yeah, we're good.
How to get Mario to kill us. No, oh, we already talked about it.
Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, moving on.
I love that. It doesn't really matter. Oh, my God.
Moving on. You guys are the worst.
Okay, so who thought that was just about the best show of the whole
season?
I mean, yeah. It was the most, like, emotionally gratifying. Like,
how long
have
you been waiting? Yeah.
Oh, well, and so like, a lot of the episodes that are, like, that have been stunners for other people, and, again, this is going to sound like someone who obnoxiously read the books and
spoiler alert.
But, like, I it wasn't, like, the Red Wedding was a good episode, but I knew it was coming for so long that the emotional impact wasn't the same way.
Yeah.
So I was, like, it was, like, I was watching the most recent episode, and I was, like, weeping at the beginning when Arya shows up, and, like, when they were in the tomb, and then I was, like, when the dragon shit, I just fucking lost it. Yeah. I was like jumping up and down, like pumping my fist in the air and like crying.
Dothraki, like, I can't riding even over.
The Dothraki. As soon as Bronn goes, "What's that?" I was like, "Fuck, it's the Dothraki!" Like, I knew it immediately. Like, the Dothraki screamers. And I was like, "Oh my god." It's happening.
I love how they're like riding, you know, standing up with the arrows standing up on the backs of the horses.
Yeah.
King Robert knew what was up. He knew. He warned them years ago. He said,
"Only a fool would meet him on an open field." Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I loved it.
That was such a good episode. So many good parts.
So we open. The show opens with I don't even remember.
I don't remember either.
How did it open?
Anybody remember?
Bronn was paying. Jamie Lannister was.
Yeah,
playing,
oh yeah, that's right. It's the train. Wagon train.
And Bronn had that great line. He said, "Did the Queen of Thorns give you one last prick in
the
balls?"
Yeah.
And he's riding. So he knows. You know something's up. He knows that he's mad about something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you finally get to see, like, sort of the what our friend Hiddish described as the breadbasket of Westeros.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see where, you know,
the money is.
And
it was funny that, you know what, one of the very early scenes, and I noticed it watching it a second time, was that they show the grass, like, and it's like real weedy and brown.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder if they're setting up how fucking flammable it is. Because it's just like dead weeds.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
and
yeah.
It's a real close shot, and I didn't notice it the first time.
Did you watch it again?
I watched it again, yeah.
Yeah.
Match would just put this
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It was crazy. Some of those scenes, just seeing people just turn to ash immediately. Mm-hmm. It's not like melting, it's just turning to ash.
It was so well done.
Oh,
it was
good.
So well paced.
Well, let's hold off on the battle real quick. Let's build up.
We want to talk about John and Danny.
We want to talk about one of the other big revelations in the show, and we talked about this. You mentioned it, Arya coming home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And there, in Winterfell, is our friend Littlefinger. We all love him. We all want
him. You hate him, but you love him.
Does he have the most punchable face
of
anyone?
Yep.
Him and the what's his name? The guy that just got busted for the pharmacy guy that just got busted for insider
trading.
Oh,
Mark Shkreli?
Yeah. Those two probably have like the...
Backpfeifengesicht. It's a German word for a face that needs punching.
Oh my God, you always know the...
And it, I first encountered this word in the media coverage of Ted Cruz.
Oh, that's great.
Backpfeifengesicht.
Oh, yeah, that's like he's a top five face punch.
Is that you're working on your list?
Littlefinger, you might let him. Yeah, I'm gonna have a list of people I just want to punch in the face, an Aria style list. You might remember Littlefinger as the guy who let Bane go. But anyway, if you're not
that's
following
right,
up,
that's right,
he lets Bane go in the was it
Batman
Rise of the Dark Knight? What is it?
He's also Tommy Carcetti in The Wire.
Oh, that's right! Mm-hmm. I forgot he was in The Wire. Mm-hmm. Everybody from The Wire is in everything.
Mm-hmm.
So is he British or is he American?
He's Irish.
He's Irish.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, eminently punchable, but he goes to Britain. Okay, here's
he's
his
so
thing.
Good in that role.
And here's what I could not figure out why he wanted to give the dagger. I'm like, why is he giving the dagger? They did the callback in the preview, you know, in the previously on. Okay, and then you remember he told him it was Tyrion's.
Mm-hmm.
It was Tyrion.
He told him Tyrion had won it from him.
And where did Jon Snow go?
Dragonstone.
No, I've read that.
Yeah.
I've read like 75 different analyses of this plot, and I'm familiar with the stuff in the books, which is slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's
trying to sow dissension between
for sure.
The siblings. Yeah,
but here's where it got turned around on him when
he doesn't know what Bran is.
Now Bran says he finishes his sentence. He says chaos is a ladder.
Well, he doesn't. He sort of interrupts him,
mm-hmm. and that's what Patrick mentioned before the show. He said that was a callback to
season three. Season three when he's talking with Viserys or not Viserys, Varys. Mm-hmm. Varys. In the catacombs about toppling current government structures and how Varys wants to be
it's right after Varys gave him Varys had been using Roz the prostitute as a spy,
right.
And to get back at Varys, Littlefinger gives Roz to everyone's favorite boy king
Joffrey.
Yeah.
Who got a heck of a send off, but a heck of a remembrance last week from Lady Tyrell.
Oh, that was
great. Oh my God. Best death scene ever.
You know, I liked how she just chugged it too.
Yeah. You know what? But you know what it reminded me of? It was a total Wrath of Khan moment where he's like setting the Genesis device and he's quoting Melville. I spit my last breath at you. That was totally what she did. I was just like, good for you.
Yeah, to the end.
And speaking of sowing dissension, now she's got to go back knowing that her sister went on this murder quest and almost had her brother killed. And it was, you know, blame the brother. And
she doesn't. I mean, they're like, oh, maybe this. I'm like, no, she just hates him. Like,
she hates him anyway because
she hates him.
She
blames
the death.
She's
of
always hated
mother.
It makes Jamie. It kind of splashes cold water on Jamie's face.
I hope so.
Is what it does. Yeah.
I'm like, please, Jamie.
Or maybe it would be awesome if they just said he's drowned. Like, yeah, he's dead. Like, how great would that be?
It seems hard to believe that he's really.
No,
gone.
I don't think he's dead.
If they don't show him dying.
A lot of people say this is it.
It's not the way he's gonna go.
It's too insignificant. He needs to go in a much
It's Captain Kirk getting killed
also,
with a ladder.
There was like a leaked version of an earlier script where it's very clear that he doesn't die. Like,
it just doesn't seem like the way he would go.
I derailed you though, Tauntaun. You were talking about Varys and how
Varys.
No, I was just Patrick was talking about.
I want to say it because I know you corrected.
And I just interrupted with the thing about the prostitute.
Well, but what's great is
sex worker. Excuse me.
That reminds me of that always reminds me of 30 Rock, the very first episode where she has to go chase Tracy Morgan, and he's at a strip club, and she says something about a sex worker. Oh my God, it's a bad, just the way Tina Fey says sex worker. It makes me laugh. Anyway, back to the show at hand. What I love that scene though, because it's everybody kind of knows Littlefinger's anger, because remember he did that to Tywin.
Yeah,
he tried to give that speech, and then Tywin was just like, "Yes, chaos, blah 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 blah." You remember that?
Yeah.
He's like, "Yeah, tell me something I don't know." Yeah. You know,
every time he tries to say it, they're all, "Eh."
Yeah,
he doesn't get the.
But this was different because this is someone who knew his exact words,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and finished
yeah.
his sentence.
It's the only time I've seen Littlefinger rattled.
Yep.
Yes.
Ever. He looks so rattled. The look on his face.
Yeah, he really did.
Yeah.
It was such a good moment. It took me a minute to realize exactly what it was from,
yeah.
and I had to go digging for it. because I knew it had something to do with something Littlefinger said, but I couldn't quite remember what it was. And then you go back and you look at the full transcript of the whole scene is just it's basically saying, I know exactly what you're trying to do, and I'm aware of your bullshit.
That was great. And then we get Arya coming home.
Yes.
Having a little spat.
But there's
Bran.
Also just really quickly,
oh, go ahead.
And I've been reading a lot about the blade, and like a lot of people noted that when Sam is looking through the book, like the picture of the blade shows up, and actually somebody's transcribed like what's in the book, and it's all about Valyrian steel and dragonglass. And so there's this line, and this is something that I read, not that I came up with myself, so I'm not trying to take credit, but where Bran says, do you know who this belongs to or belonged to? And Littlefinger's like, no, the war was started over this or whatever. And I'm like, that was maybe meant to seem like that's the question he was asking. But I think he's and I did think that myself when I read it. Like, that's a bigger question.
Oh, okay.
Whose blade was that originally? And some I saw online somebody thinks that was probably like that might very well could be like this Targaryen relic that belonged to Rhaegar.
Yeah.
And it's actually like a blade that belongs to Jon Snow, which is why Bran sort of somewhat seems amused by like, do you know who this belonged to? Like,
well, there's a theory that Bran is every Brandon.
Yeah, I've heard that.
There's a theory that he's just
the original Brandon.
He's the original. Yeah, he always like
he's always there.
He always he's like a constant.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So then we get to Winterfell, and we have a little bit of reunion, and it's a callback to Arya not being able to get into her own castle.
Yeah.
That was a nice little callback.
It was a nice touch.
And I love that, where is she? She's down in the tombs. And then you have the reunion. You finally get it after, you know, coming so close before.
Yeah. That's right. She almost gets into the the aftermath of the Red Wedding.
Her and Sansa.
And it's cool, too, because, like, at that point...
There's no way not to say it like that.
Sansa doesn't really know quite what happened to Arya.
Who?
Sansa.
Okay, thank you.
She doesn't quite know what happened to Arya, so she doesn't really have a feel for her. She still thinks she's just her sister. And
little sister.
Little sister, right?
And she sort of presents that way, too. Like, she's sort of jovial.
Which I think is perfect for her. That's such a good demeanor to have to throw people off. I mean, that's who she is. She's a person of many faces.
And she goes, do I have to call you Lady Stark now?
She says yes. But I think that's cool that, like, you know, they're still... She hints at that, you know, they're still sisters and they have that dynamic, but it gets builds up the scene perfectly of where Sansa finally realizes who Arya is and what she's actually gone through.
Well, not until she's
fighting
Brienne. When she's fighting Brienne.
But what I liked about that scene was they actually finally, because Sansa was always the one that was on the outs. She was like the Marsha Brady.
Yeah.
And none of the other kids really liked her.
Yeah.
And now they've all heard, like, what, you know, she was married to Jon. All this stuff has happened. So now they kind of feel sympathy for her. And so there's that. And she's humbled. I mean, when she saw Jon Snow, you know, you could tell it was a different Sansa than.
But that's my same problem is I don't think she's still. I think she's still on the outs. I think she's still on the outside. You have Jon Snow, who's King of the North. You have Bran, who is the Three-Eyed Raven. And you have Arya, who's the girl with no name. As this, you know, they're all four of them powerful beings, and here she is herself. And you kind of see it on her face when she's fighting Brienne, and when Arya's fighting Brienne, you see it on her face, like, one, she's realizing who my sister is, you know, who she actually is, but two, she's going, oh, crap, what does this mean for me?
You just hit on something. What if, so it's two sons, two daughters, right?
Yeah.
What if this is the prequel to Narnia? Bear with me, guys.
They find a wardrobe and they go into a crack.
We know it's a different planet.
Just come along with me.
We know it's a different world, right? It doesn't take place on our world. We know that.
Just stop now.
Stop.
No? All right. I'm just theories, guys. Theories.
But I think that's an interesting dynamic, the fact that if it kind of exposes Sansa to thinking, you know, she's in a weak position, she's going to lean towards Littlefinger a little bit
maybe.
More.
Oh,
I really hope because she knows what a shit he is. Like, she really knows.
I think what she'll try to do is maybe, because she has the impression that she understands exactly what Littlefinger wants, and, you know, she can manipulate him as much as she wants.
I think she's
going to
try to play him.
And I think it's going to backfire on
her. You can't manipulate Littlefinger.
Littlefinger.
You just can't.
I hope the Starks come together.
Little.
It's going to happen.
Little.
Although I think it'll be a nice relationship between Bran and Arya, because they're a good combination as far as eyes and hand.
And then you have, well, then next you have the, then skipping a little ahead, what you guys referred to already, you see Sansa come to the realization of what her sister's become when she's fighting Brienne. And what I liked about that was I feel like those two are kindred spirits. They're both kind of loners. Mm-hmm. They're kind of on the outside.
And when it's over there,
Brienne
like,
and Arya?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're like, female, so like they have trouble, you know, in that world, there's, mm-hmm. you know, they aren't given
no
the respect.
No one else knows what they feel like except the other one.
Yeah.
You know?
And the greatest moment, who taught you that?
Well, no, but I like that she kind of had a, I like that she had a smirk on her face. Yeah. She wasn't mad about it.
Yeah.
She, there was respect there.
And
I
at
liked,
the end, they're both like grinning, like,
yeah,
this
yeah.
is great.
Yeah, because there's no one there to match this. She's.
Yeah.
She's fighting with what's his name, Podrick,
yeah.
and he's terrible. So it's like it's got to be, you know, it's like when you can finally, when someone can finally challenge you in a way, you know.
And Arya's all happy because you're the one that took down the Hound. You know?
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Like, I like when Brienne's saying all the things that he's doing wrong, and then Arya shows up. She's like, "And don't fight her."
Yeah, yeah.
That's the real answer. Yeah. Don't fight someone like her.
That's good. I love that. That was a good. It's good to see Arya growing. I'm gonna hate to see her die, but I feel like that's gonna happen.
You think so?
Oh, the other cool part. We
no,
actually...
I like your theory still.
Which
yeah.
one? Narnia?
She's not gonna die because she's gonna take
oh,
over.
Oh, my theory
him.
Last week was that she's gonna kill Jaime and then take his form and then kill Cersei that way. That's my theory.
Yes,
that's my theory.
I don't know. I kind of feel like Jaime has to kill Cersei.
He is.
But
in a way.
In a way.
From a certain point of view.
He's for sure my
certain point of view.
He's the most likely one to do it because he's the king killer, and now he'll be the queen killer. So
king
I think they've
Slayer.
Set it up for king
yeah,
Slayer.
He was,
thank you.
He was trying to do some queen slaying.
Hey.
Hello.
Jaime, true to form.
Hello.
He follows something.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I thought it would be a good idea to show my kids the dragon scene because they're into dragons, and I was like, oh, maybe this is not a good idea.
That's,
yeah,
that's
maybe
like
a
the
bunch
wrong
of people
scene of dragons.
But they liked it.
Look.
I want them to be familiar with, because we've been, Holden now, like, we bought them, there's a couple, like, there's this little supermarket versions of, like comic book, like there's a Superman origin story, like kids book, and there's a Batman origin story. So he started to question like what's a hero and what's a villain, and what makes someone evil and good. And like lately, he's like the other day he asked, "Mom, is good always right?
Wow,
and is evil always bad?"
Whoa. And you said, "Do you have 3 years?"
And so no, he's and so I'm like, I want him to. So I was like, you know, honey, I was like, good is always right, and evil is always bad. The problem is that. Usually you can't tell, or lots of times you can't tell which is good and which is bad, and lots of times somebody has both.
It all depends
most
on perspective.
Most of the time somebody has both. And so we've kind of been talking about that. And so he's like, who's that? And he was asking me about Jaime. And I was like, I don't want Jaime to get hurt. I like Jaime. He's done some really bad things, but I think he's trying to be good. And so, like, I was like, I think he could. I mean, they seem to handle it.
How
I don't know.
How
maybe
old is
they're
he?
Going to be completely warped when they're older. Mm-hmm. He's six. Holden's six.
God,
yeah.
That's a hell of a question.
When
about good and bad at six?
No, I mean, they're if you don't
smart kid.
Most a lot of people think that kids can't understand those things, and
right.
they think you have
they
to
assume.
Give kids like a Mickey Mouse view of the world, and the kids are way more sophisticated. Like somebody, I saw a piece recently. It was like. Most people don't realize how dark Shel Silverstein's poetry is. And I was like, I do. That's why I liked it.
Yeah.
Like, kids go for, like, Roald Dahl.
Yeah.
Like, Shel
like
Silverstein,
dark stuff.
It, like, they love it. And
see,
it,
that's why
and
they
it
like
makes
it.
Sense
yeah.
to them. And,
right.
like, one of Holden's first favorite movies was The Nightmare Before Christmas, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, they're ready. They can take it.
Kids
they
don't
can.
Like stuff that's all... sweetness and light. They don't like it. It's boring.
Well, and it's
want,
also I
they
think
want it, the dark stuff.
I think it's also because that some of that is taboo. There's a lot of people in their life that won't give them that. So they feel like I remember when I was a kid, I would read like I remember reading Jaws when I was like I found it at the Goodwill. Mm-hmm. I was probably like nine years old.
Yeah.
Like 9 or 10. There's like a sex scene in the middle of it.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was going on. Like, I didn't know from the description.
But I
knew that I shouldn't be reading it. And then when it like described how the shark was eating people, I was like, oh man, I'd go back and like read it again.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
Wait, what just happened?
Yeah, he just ate, tore the flesh. And I'm like, whoa, this is awesome. But you know, but you want it because like your parents are you're gonna say, oh. The shark ate the person, but your parents aren't going to go, the shark ripped the flesh, you know, like you know.
Tearing
like,
bone and tendon.
Like bone and sinew crunching in the...
Mommy, what's sinew?
Yeah. So you, when you would read it, you kind of get that, like, you knew that it was something taboo that you shouldn't... It wasn't that it was necessarily forbidden, but it was something you knew your parents were going to be honest with you about, maybe. And so that kind of draws you to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
I showed my newly minted teenager... I said, you're never going to watch this show, probably, because by the time you're old enough to really watch it and get into it, it's going to there's going to be something else. And just the way there's so much media now, you're probably never going to watch it. But she knows we watch it. I said, but you love dragons, so I'm going to let you watch the season. The first wave of Lannister soldiers that get like roasted, she just turns to me and goes, this is awesome.
The scene where he gets him molted. Yeah, that's
She's like, this is awesome. Like, she just loved it.
What happened to them? And oh, is that what fire does? I'm like, another important lesson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't play, with fire.
Yes. Because you'll end up like that guy. See that guy that's all ashes?
You're teaching kids. See, it's a lesson.
Game of Thrones has a lot of important lessons.
I love that you both decided to show the dragon scenes. It's been on the air for 7 years.
That's I'm the best shoot
dragon
part.
Because it's so freaking exciting, and kids like kids love dragons.
And that's the best looking dragon, I think.
Oh, my God.
Since Dragon Slayer.
I mean,
and he's got the, he's like a wyvern.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
He's more of a wyvern.
He's like a wyvern. I was like, he's like a wyvern type dragon. And my Holden was like, what, how does he walk? And I was like, dragons don't walk. They fly. And he's like, whoa.
They land and they do that weird.
Two depictions of dragons.
They do that weird.
They do what bats do.
No, but we talked about, because he has a little like play school dragon that does have four legs and the two wings. Mm-hmm. And I was like, see, this one's different. You know, there's different versions.
There's Pete's dragon.
Different kinds of
dragons. Pete's dragon.
It's like, how is Pete, that Pete's dragon's a dragon? It doesn't look like a
there's
dragon.
There's the reluctant dragon. Yeah. We all know that.
At work, we saw a ton of different dragons.
Yep. Oh, by the way, I'll tell you, remind me to tell you guys what my daughter spent her... her gift card on.
Michael's Copic markers.
She got Copic markers from Blick.
Blick.
Good choice.
She got $100 from my mom and spent it all on art supplies.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
And then
Blick's expensive.
Well, it is. But then she used her $25 at Michael's. I guess they carry dragon books. How to draw like
sure.
All these like mythical. She brought two of them. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's all into. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you have to watch this scene. Mm-hmm. So she was like, this is awesome. She was great.
It's a great scene.
Yeah.
We have like four shelves of different dragons.
Drogon.
They're everywhere.
I want to see the other dragons in action though. I feel like it's been very Drogon heavy.
So let me tell you this though, guys. Do you guys think the dragon? Oh, let me ask you this. This is a great question. In that scene, of course, the scene we're all talking about. Everybody's talking about. Who were you rooting for?
The dragon.
Yeah.
The dragon.
I don't care. Like,
because he gets a spear.
I was like, I'll be sad if Bronn dies.
But it was funny too.
But
that was
I saw this dragon
on Twitter. It's the quickest people have turned on a character they loved, which was Bronn.
I was going no, like that.
As soon as he fired it off, everybody's like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
It was crazy.
I mean, I wasn't mad at him because I was like, well, yeah, you know.
He's going to die.
Either shoot it or you'll die.
And I didn't want him to die. I didn't want Jamie to die. But I was like, my number one priority is that dragon can't get hurt.
You're like me when I watched The Force Awakens. I'm like, this is going to be the greatest Star Wars movie ever as long as Han Solo makes it all the way through.
Son of a...
I just like Tyrion's comment when he sees his brother looking at Daenerys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flee, you idiot.
Yeah.
Which is supposed to be, I think, a shout out to Fly, you fool.
Yes, they said that it was.
Yeah.
But I think with Bronn, I think he's starting to realize he's on the wrong side. Same thing with, like, you know, when Jaime says, hey, I can't fire that with one hand, he's going, well, shit, I don't want to be in here, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to die if I don't.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. I think
now he's in debt again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now he's broke again.
I love how he's looking at
his
that sack of money.
His gold melted into the field. Ugh.
Well, that was the thing. Here's one thing that I don't understand, and this is where I feel like – because I really didn't know who to root for because of – you know, you kind of like Jamie.
You
like and you dislike. It goes back and forth.
I like Jamie at this point.
You like him when he's without Cersei. You don't like him when he's with Cersei.
I definitely don't want to see him. I didn't want to see Bronn die. Everybody loves Bronn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's everybody's favorite sellsword, and if he makes it, I'll be happy.
And Dickon survived.
Dickon.
But they have so much fun with that name. It's great.
It's
like how Bronn just starts laughing. He's busting up.
I know he's like, seriously.
Fancy lad school.
That's right.
Don't teach that in fancy lad school.
Yeah, I didn't know who I was rooting for. I didn't want the dragon to die.
Yeah.
But then I thought to myself, she's doing exactly what Jon said, warned her not to do.
No, she's not.
No.
But here's why.
That was most people's interpretation I saw online.
No, but here's why. The food. They need that food.
But here's the... She made a tactical choice. This is different from what she wanted to do. She wanted to go to the Red Keep and just burn everything and a conqueror. This is a military tactical decision where she's taking a resource that she can no longer use because it's taken by the other side and taking it away from them. So it's an advantage they have that she's just taken off.
That's
the
true.
And
so now they're all going
to
start.
It's a chance for them to see what the dragon can do.
So it's more, and she's not attacking people.
No civilians
or
hurt.
No civilians. This is all military.
That we know of.
True.
No, those
were all soldiers.
But you always have a fat guy that cooks in the wagon.
Yeah. I think it was
Gabby Hayes.
Porkins.
Named Cookie.
Cookie, yeah.
I think it was a good tactical decision, and it was a good compromise from burning down.
What I liked about it, what I thought was great about it was now it's a wash because they got their navy with a lot of the troops in it. But now you've taken away the Lannister army.
Some of it, not all of it.
But then the Iron Bank was saying, weren't they talking about Qyburn was appealing to somebody else?
The Golden Company.
Which is like their
most famous sellswords.
Yeah.
Some people think that Dario may show up again.
Yeah, probably.
But didn't they say the gold was locked away?
The gold made it in.
The gold made it to King's Landing.
The gold made it into King's Landing.
Yeah. No, they sent it ahead.
They sent it ahead. They said gold is safely in King's Landing. Right now we just have to move this food in. We're moving too slow.
Right before they heard the Dothraki, they said, okay, it's safe.
So they were very clear about it.
Money's in, so Cersei's going to get her army.
Yes, so... She took away a natural resource, but she still has a monetary resource.
Yep.
But I think that's why she did that, and I think that was a smart tactical decision.
Now we know the dragons are vulnerable.
Yes.
So that keeps you on edge.
Well, they were hinting at that before when they showed the giant Bastila.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Now they have that weapon, so they know it works.
Now they got to put armor on the dragons.
But you know what makes me happy, though, is that now Daenerys knows they have that weapon.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's not going to be some big surprise that gets, you know, like where she's not expecting it at all.
They'll be prepared.
And the Drogon wrecked that one.
Oh,
God bless him.
They'll have to build another one.
I'm sure they will put some
sort of breastplate on the dragon.
Unless she kills every single person so they can't tell them.
No, but she doesn't, because you see it in the prelude to the next episode she tells the group, you either die or you bend the knee.
Mm-hmm.
That's her line, bend the knee, man.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to talk about some bending knees.
What's that?
In the cave. Yeah. We know what happened.
I'm down on bending.
All that obsidian. Those symbols keep coming.
The dragon glass?
The one thing that somebody pointed out was like, I know it's supposed to mark like the passage of time. It's supposed to symbolize the time has passed, like, you know, the earliest drawings to the White Walkers. But someone was saying those, like, the White Walkers are like so far advanced from like the...
Boy, they really put a lot of detail in.
Whoa.
What I like is it kind of looks like those things on the back of the vans. There's mom, dad, the kids, the dog. You know, it looks kind of like sprawled up there, you know.
The White Walker family.
We got to see the budding romance between Daenerys and Jon.
Mm-hmm. And Ser Davos and
the Sunday.
And Sunday, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I love
– he's crushing hard.
You know what?
He says, I want to change – can I change sides?
Let me tell you who I love in the show. The older
– Ser Davos.
The older dudes, Ser Davos and he's coming back. I can't think of his name.
And
Jorah.
Jorah. Two of my favorite guys.
Yeah, I like Jorah.
Yes, Sir Jorah.
I just like those guys that have that
in
that
the book,
wisdom.
Jorah's supposed to be like an ugly, grizzled old man, and I'm like, he's hot. Jorah's hot.
That's what she said.
He's a hot older guy.
After he got de-scaled, she's like, damn. De-scaled.
Yeah, he was a good-looking guy.
He's the Sam Elliott of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
He has that nice face.
Yeah, he was I remember him from one of the episodes of Doctor Who where he played, they went to the future, and he was a bishop. And the bishops at that time, the religion had taken over, and the church was like the military, and
he was like that's never happened before.
It was cool.
It was a cool moment when Reek comes back to land and Jon's
there. Oh, I forgot about Reek.
And that's when you find out Daenerys is actually not on the island anymore, because up until that point you think she's still there. They haven't made any decisions. Mm-hmm.
That was a good moment too.
Where did she go?
She's not here. Where did she go?
And then a cutscene.
That's like when I'm hiding from my kids in the bathroom. Where's mom?
Daenerys isn't here.
You don't make them play the quiet game?
It's not possible. My mom tried to scold me the other day. She's like, why did you even take them outside? I was like, they needed to run around for a while. And I was like, because they were wrestling in here, and I could not get them to stop. She goes, what do you mean they couldn't get them to stop? And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Did you raise two boys? She was like, she didn't say anything.
That's it.
Somebody's going to sass.
You had girls. Mm-hmm. Not the same.
All right. So, Game of Thrones, what did you guys give this episode?
Loved it. It was up there.
Yeah, probably.
And Bran's mobile again. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, he's got his little wheelchair.
Hey, they invented the wheelchair.
He is Oracle. He's now the official. He's real, literally Oracle from
Batman.
Yeah, it kind
of happened the same way.
Yeah.
Question. The way that he gave Arya the dagger, wasn't it kind of like it seemed like he's been sort of like, I am the Raven.
Oh, yeah. And then he's like, he's said the same thing. He's setting
like,
stuff up.
It?
He's muddling.
He's like,
doing,
do you want this dagger? Like,
he's doing
like in a completely different tone that suggested like he's doing something that he knows is going to pay off later.
Yeah, he's messing with the timeline right
Unless
now.
Unless he's seen it.
Well, I'm sure he's seen some version of it, right? Like he said when he tells her, "I saw you at the crossroads," and it's like he seems surprised to see her because it wasn't clear. Like I feel like he sees things in possibilities, right?
Yeah,
doesn't he say that?
You know what that reminds me of? Dune.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the way it would be too.
He sees things that could be.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool that he's starting to
muddle. He is the Kwisatz Haderach.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. All right.
You read Dune?
I know. I'm kidding. I can never pronounce it.
Kwisatz Haderach.
All right.
So I think it's cool that he's meddling. I think it's a nice touch.
I love this episode. John, did you like it?
I loved it. One of the best ever.
Tauntaun? Mm-hmm.
Same.
Same.
Jakey Jake?
Good episode.
I wanted more...
sword fighting.
More Danny and John in the, cave.
I really don't want that to happen.
Let's get it on.
I know that, I just, I can't.
Aunt and nephew is a little
awkward. You know why? Just this summer I read this article on like the fucked up like medical shit that royals like King Charles all fucked up, and I was like, that's sad. Like, it made me really sad, and I'm like, well, I can't be rooting for an aunt and a nephew.
Well, when he was asking if she was good, I thought it was because he wanted to know more about her and end up being with her.
Oh, he wants to know more about
even Davos is like, I see the way you look at her.
She
has a good heart. I saw you looking at her good heart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think I stare at Dani that way. I'm like, she's beautiful.
Yeah. I think
same way. Wouldn't you just stare at her? Like,
I felt the same way when I watched Wonder Woman, and you know, you're seeing Gal Gadot's face on like a 50-foot screen.
Yeah.
I was just like, and not even in like a second, not even like I want to cheat on my wife. I was just like, oh my God, I feel so hideous right now.
Yeah.
And then I watched Kong Skull Island like right after with
John C.
with
Reilly.
Brie Larson and I was like, if I had not, I go a week ago, I would have thought Brie Larson's so attractive in this film. Now she's just like, it's like a pile of garbage. because I've seen
Gal Gadot. I know that movie too. I was like, she's so dreamy.
It's so weird. You're just like, you do feel awful. You're like, I need to go. And
that goes back to my whole, do you remember like 10,000 years ago when I was trying to tell you and Martin that beautiful people have like an unfair
fucking,
and you're all, no, I'm assessing this person purely on their intellectual attributes. I'm like, no, stop lying to yourself.
Yeah. On their assets.
I felt the same way when I watched John Hamm in Baby Driver. I just wanted to punch something because I was so angry. I was like, God damn it.
Why
and I actually have a picture
it?
Of
I haven't seen it.
I actually have a picture of me standing next to John Hamm, which I'm like, why did I ever take this photo? Why would I do this to myself?
There was an old like Conan at like back when he was after the Tonight Show and like Brendan Fraser was gonna be, this is obviously a long time ago. He's like, Brendan Fraser, tonight we have Brendan Fraser. I am gonna look so ugly next to him.
Who's your go-to? I go Gal Gadot.
I think they're forcing the Jon and Daenerys relationship because they kind of have to. He even said it. People won't accept Southerner as a ruler. I think they're going to have to mesh.
Here it is. Euron and Cersei, Dany and Jon, chicken fight West for the fate of Westeros.
We need a third Targaryen, yo.
You mean Tyrion?
You know who the third Targaryen is.
I know that people think it's Tyrion, but
I don't think they're going to tell that story. They should have already set it up, and they haven't set up anything for that.
The idea that maybe Tyrion is a Targaryen?
Yeah.
Have they alluded that in the books?
In the books, yes. Not
it's
in
like
the
a theory,
show.
But
is it a theory in the books?
Yes. It's that his mother... It's
Joanna Lannister. Aerys was like obsessed with her. But the other thing is that in the books, there's literally a third Targaryen.
Yeah.
Rhaegar's son, right? Yeah. He makes it. They sneak him out.
And they haven't mentioned him in the show?
They haven't mentioned him in the show. But so the book's got it answered. I don't know what they're going to do on the show.
I think Jon's the son because he's the son of Rhaegar Targaryen.
No, no, no. Jon and Dany, but who's the third?
Yeah. I think it's got to be Tyrion. But that's the only thing that makes sense at this point.
And, boy, that would be something. I mean, everyone loves Tyrion.
People pointed
out how the dragon was sort of calm with him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that makes sense, too.
And he had always been, and in the books, too, he's always been obsessed with, dragon. With dragons. Yeah.
In the books, does he have like an eye that's a purple or something?
He's
or?
Like hideous in the book. Yeah.
Like he loses his nose in the book.
He
right?
looks completely different from the rest of the Lannisters.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's kind of the indication that
would be something for this show. I mean, they've still got, another...
It seems a bit late, though. Like,
that's what she's saying.
Left, yeah, for them to
got,
be...
So they got, what, seven... the next season's, what, six or seven?
They're actually seven. Just... All they did was split the seven seasons into two.
They filmed them all?
They split it into two.
Seven you think they've seven, shot them right? all? Or?
It's 7 and 7 or something like that, yeah.
And but then there's going to be one more season after?
No, this is it.
This is part one is the last season.
It's seasons...
Oh, so this is the end?
It's going to be 7 and 8, but we're actually watching what... We're actually watching what should be season 7, part 1.
And eight,
they turned them into two smaller series.
I don't know why episodes are going to be longer. 7 and 8. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So they are calling it 7 and 8.
Okay.
But they're doing two smaller seasons with longer episodes.
Yeah, some of these episodes are a little longer. Yeah.
Not these ones. These ones are.
Well, that
too
last
short.
One was 10 minutes short.
Mm-hmm. They're like an
hour. Shortest episode.
The next two or three are going to be over.
I was just angry. It went black, and you're like, son of. He starts to drown, and she goes, it's going to go black. It's going to credits roll. Not right now. No!
Yeah. And that was scenes from Comic-Con. You're like, I don't want scenes from Comic-Con. I want more in this episode.
Yeah. That was good. We got to wait a whole another week.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what it's going to be like when you got to wait another year. Right? Will it be a year for a season
I'm
going
to have to rewatch.
I don't know if they filmed it all at once. I'm mad that they just didn't. Just do it.
Yeah.
Just why drag it out?
End
it.
It's like Mad Men.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
Because we're all going to die in nuclear fire. Let's be honest. We're never going to know what happens. We're never going to find. North Korea threatens attack. John has the witty
meet again. Trump's thing where. To North Korea. God, Lord. When. That's just scary.
Somebody was like...
I just hope that they're like... They know better than to pay attention to him or something. Like, I'm looking at him like, just shut up. Like, you know,
but
like...
I mean, they've got 10 missiles.
Do we have to
How
take him
we
seriously?
All really? You need is one for us to die, John. It doesn't matter.
They fire one, we fire the rest of them.
So...
Right? It's Trump.
Everybody.
So it's everybody.
It's terrible.
We're all going down.
I don't know. I hope. I'm glad he's got a lot of generals in the White House these days.
No, he doesn't listen to him. Remember what he did with the transgender ban or mentioning the trans. He didn't consult anybody.
And
I know.
All
they all woke up and went, "What? We're doing what now? To who? What?"
And all of them are just like, "Nah, whatever." Yeah.
I know. They're like, "We're not doing that."
What else?
Yeah.
We're the generals.
They don't give
motherfucker.
A shit.
Good job.
That's what I'm saying, is I hope that there's still some people with sense that are...
Yeah, you're talking about our Congress?
Hey, maybe
no, not Congress necessarily, just somebody.
We need a military coup.
You said that, John. That's John Sandy.
John Sandy.
Addresses. They already know.
Boy, everybody just threw me right under the bus.
The views of John Sandy do not necessarily reflect the views of superiority complex.
We don't know these
agree.
Guys.
All right, so... Guys, talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Talk about it.
Let's go around a more trivial.
So that was Game of Thrones. Fantastic.
Game of Thrones was great.
Really good. Good. Loved it. Okay.
Something even more trivial. It was announced. We're not going to do a break today, by the way, guys. You normally would do a break about now, but we're just going to go straight through. You guys are loving it. We're loving it. We're having a good time. Why are we going to stop? You know what I'm saying? You don't stop a roller coaster in the middle of. You don't. Like, raise your hand and say, on Colossus and say, can I get off now? No, you don't.
You haven't done that?
You write it out.
I mean, you lose your hand, right?
You write it out. Colossus?
If you go over like this?
Have you been on Colossus?
No, I don't know.
Does Colossus still exist?
They changed it into something else.
They remodeled it.
Okay.
I don't do roller coasters.
Google it. What is Colossus now? Okay, Google.
Hey, Siri.
Siri, what is Colossus called now?
Nah, she doesn't want to play.
Anyway, somebody Google that.
I'm on it.
Thank you, Tauntaun.
We should keep her around more often. She does work.
She only comes in once a year.
So far.
No, I'm hoping that the kids will hopefully be like in some sort of summer school situation.
Who's watching them now?
This summer was
they're
rough.
In summer
they're
school.
Back, they're in summer school now.
When do you go back to work? Next week?
I have to go in on Friday for like a float day, which is like come in and fix your room up.
Lame.
And then... Monday is like the first day, but the kids don't come until Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
The 16th.
So how has the job been?
Oh, I love it. I mean, I love...
Last time I saw you, you hadn't started yet.
No, I didn't. I came at least once, like over here. Christmas break.
I don't know if I was here.
Did I think you were.
I think you were.
Well, refresh my memory. How do you like?
No. I love being there. It's a community that's like, it's my own community, and it feels really comfortable coming back. And everybody, and it's just a good place to be. It's everybody's been really supportive, and there's a lot of like collaboration and teamwork, which I know sort of gets poo-pooed because it's supposed to be inefficient. But I'm really glad that like, I'm not just accountable to myself. Like, I feel like we share all these things with each other, and it makes me sort of more accountable.
Cool.
Which I like, because I have my dark moments.
Yeah. We all do. We all do. That's what this podcast is for.
Huddled up in the corner. I like where I am.
Kids were good?
Mm-hmm. The students?
Yeah.
Students.
Yeah. I really like them. They drive you nuts, and there's a million things that you wish you could sort of get them to stop doing or get them to start doing, but I love those kids. They're good kids. They're nice kids.
You just keep watching. I just froze.
You just keep watching.
You gotta do the.
Oh, stand and deliver.
The calculus. Yes. Thank you.
What grade is it?
I have 11th and 12th.
11th and 12th.
Yeah. Wow. Perfect. That's fun.
Yeah, they're.
God bless you.
Slightly more mature than. The little squirrely freshman, which I've subbed for like freshman classes, and I'm like, oh yeah, fuck this.
You said to the kids,
freshmen,
oh, fuck this.
Freshmen suck.
They're goofy. Yeah. They got a lot of energy. They're coming out of being like the cool eighth graders, so there's a lot of like needing to prove things. The seniors are definitely like, they were my easiest class to like. You guys, please stop now. You know, and they're like, okay.
No, what's that like?
What?
Children?
If they listen to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I had like a junior class that was really difficult because I had all the cool boys in that class. Like, yeah. It just so happened. And I had one of my colleagues came in, and he's like, oh man, he's like, you're third period. And I'm like, see, I was like, it's not just me. It's like they were just a rough group. Not because they were bad, but because they were like all like. Male posturing and trying to be the funniest one. I was just like, oh, shut up already. Like, we get it.
Do you have a...
you should say that. You should have any, say that.
No, they don't care.
Do you have any...
There's just nothing.
Future podcasters in that group? Is that what you're saying?
No, I had some... I taught CP... both CP. So, like, the regular, like, the non-honors.
And, CPR.
Huh? There were a lot of kids in there, and I had one of the kids that I had in one of my junior classes is one of the smartest kids I've ever, like, just, he did, I had the kids do, like, we were doing Benjamin Franklin's, like, 13 virtues.
Yeah.
And he took it, and he turned it to, they were supposed to take it in, and turn it into, like a life hack type slideshow, like, they were doing, like, they had to create slides, and he turned it into, like, DJ Khaled, and it was so funny, like, it was so witty. And I was like, oh, my God, if only you knew, like, what? Why?
I don't like competition coming out.
Jeez.
I got to know what's out there.
Take him out.
Was he Latino, too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, no.
And he, like, in class.
I think a very George Lopez approach.
Told the story of, like, he's like, all of a sudden he goes, my most embarrassing moment is when I shat myself at football practice. Like, and the thing is, like, to be able to admit that in front of your peers and like turn it to your advantage by being funny.
And in high school, no.
And
less.
In high school,
that's crazy.
Is impressive. I'm like, man, this kid's good.
Did he say shat?
Yeah, I think he did.
So points for that.
I'm back on board with this kid.
There's a few kids where I'm like, man, you are some bright, bright kids. You just don't have anywhere to turn your energy that's going to be real constructive for you right now.
It's funny you say that because one place they could turn their energy is Netflix. I'm the master of segues.
Transition.
So.
Transition.
That was like the best transition I've ever heard.
I wanted to ask you guys' opinion on this. I saw a thing yesterday. Disney is now.
I have opinions about this.
Yeah.
Disney is now going to, they told Netflix, they came to an agreement in like 2013 and they said, we're going to let you stream all of our movies. Now, they just started reaping the benefits of that this last year.
Yeah.
So they just started now putting, because of the way the current everything had to go, now Disney has announced that in 2019, they are going to start their own streaming service, a Disney-only streaming service. So my question to you guys is, how many more of these streaming services will the market bear? We have You already have. So let's say, let's call the big three. You have Amazon,
Netflix, and Hulu.
You have Hulu, and then you have the big one, Netflix, right? Mm-hmm. Some people will get things like with your cable package, we get HBO Go as part of the cable package, mm-hmm. so that's a freebie. You can add channels on to things like Amazon. Yeah. Like I added Stars so I could watch American Gods.
And how much is that? How much is Stars?
$5 if you add it to your Amazon.
Can you add HBO Go via Amazon?
I believe so. Yes, you can.
Yeah, HBO's
now.
An option.
Do you still have Stars?
I don't. I just have it, just the package. I just have it. I can't record it.
Can you watch anything on Stars?
Yeah. It has their whole library.
No, well, not if you – the way you do it when it comes through Amazon – it's there, but you have to search it. It's not like I can just watch it on demand. I have to, like, you know
what
I mean?
You can go to their section. If you go through the app, you can go
find something.
Why? What are you looking for, John?
I don't want to kill this whole segment you just started, but there's a new documentary on Robert Klein, only available on Stars.
I fell asleep halfway through that.
I see.
I'm kidding.
The Robert Klein.
No, I would have to see if it's on there, but I can't record it because it's streaming.
No, but I could invite myself over for dinner. I can bring a pizza and something for the
John's going to make it there before us?
Oh, wow. Is that how it is?
So
nobody comes to the house.
On that app, you can actually...
Look for it. What's it called, John?
I'll look it up right now.
Just
but I'm
type
just saying,
Robert Klein.
You can
new...
click on the star section on the app, and it's got
oh,
the
see,
whole
I go through
library.
My, I go through my, through the Xbox.
Same thing.
And if for some reason, it just gives me like what Amazon
What's
wants.
What's it called?
I wish I knew. It's about Robert Klein. He's in the title somehow. It's a new documentary.
K-L-E-I-N.
Mario, the kid can probably show you how to use your app.
All I watch is American Gods, and it pops right up.
American Gods?
I actually got it for Army of Darkness. Not Army of Darkness. Ash versus the Evil Dead. Did you like American Gods?
I didn't watch it. I literally watched only... I only have watched Game of Thrones this year. Like, I haven't... Oh, I watched the first episode of Glow, and I was like, this is really good. And then I'm just like...
I did the same thing.
It's so hard, I don't get any time. Like, it's that thing of having kids where I'm like...
Did you try one episode of Twin Peaks? Because
it's... I did. I started
it's
watching...
It's the weirdest damn thing you ever laid eyes on.
No, did you watch the new one, John?
The thing was that I started
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, in answer to your question, I fell off the... I haven't had the time.
Yeah.
And I don't have kids, and I haven't been able to find the time.
I started watching the old one again. I should review this. And
What's it called?
I love the old Twin Peaks.
Robert Klein still can't
That's
stop
such a great
legs.
Atmosphere.
There you go.
But it's so hard to, like, I don't have time.
Thank you.
It's on there.
Thank you.
So you can watch it.
Robert Klein still can't stop his legs.
So if I come over and bring a pizza, you'll let me watch it with
7.8.
That doesn't matter to me. That's the king of stand-up comedians right there.
1:20, hour 28 seems a little long.
So what if I bring a pizza and something for the?
Why don't we just wait for the Blu-ray?
Bring some markers for the kid.
Yeah, that's the question. So, a documentary turns up on Stars. How long before it does turn?
It'll
up
show up
on Blu-ray. Yeah.
No, well, John, don't worry. You're gonna see this. We'll get you to see this.
Well, because all that Marvel stuff on Daredevil and all that Jessica Jones, that stuff never comes out on Blu-ray.
No, I gave you the Blu-ray and you didn't have a Blu-ray player. Remember, I gave you the Daredevil Blu-ray and you said I don't have
but
a Blu-ray.
Besides that, how many of those Marvel TV things have come out on Blu-ray?
What?
All of them so far.
Really?
Yeah, Luke
Cage. Oh, they finally did.
They just wait a while.
Luke Cage is on there.
Oh, so they wait about a year or two.
Jones, yeah.
The only thing worth catching is Luke Cage and Daredevil.
Yeah.
The other two are...
Are you guys going to watch The Defenders?
I like Jessica Jones, all right.
Jessica Jones was okay. Mm-hmm. It was just a lot of time to spend with someone so dour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was a downer of a character.
Kept you down most of the time.
Is that Kristen Ritter?
I like her face.
She's in like a Gal Gadot way or just like...
No, just like... I just
it's
like her.
It's an interesting face.
She did, you know what? She did have that very... She did have that world weary... She had that character down.
Yeah.
She was good.
And she played it well. And I think she just... It's the same problem...
I get it, though. Yeah.
It's the same problem I had with Sharon Stone in Casino. She was so good that you're exasperated
exactly.
with it.
Exactly.
You're just like, wow, you're acting your head off because...
Yeah,
like,
I hate this character.
I hate... Yeah.
And I don't want to spend any time with her.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, that was a sort of a sidetrack.
But I heard Iron Fist was the worst. I watched like half of an episode.
I heard that from Ramen everybody. Yeah. I don't know anybody that liked Iron Fist.
Justine, did you like it?
I didn't watch it.
I couldn't.
He has ramen hair, though.
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't.
Young Justin Timberlake.
Ramen hair?
Yeah. I love ramen, but not ramen hair.
I just couldn't do it. His hair just threw me off for a loop.
By the way, I finally got through Too Fast, Too Furious, and then I found out that John Singleton directed it, and I cried a little bit inside. Let me ask you this question. What is the most... here's a serious question. Serious question. What is the most uncomfortable a movie has ever made you feel? Just off the top of your head. Like, think of a scene that makes you feel uncomfortable. Is it the adrenaline scene in Pulp Fiction? Is it?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Is it the bear attack in The Revenant? Is it?
I haven't
like,
seen that. Still. Is
it? That's a good one.
Is it, I mean, is it the Hillbillies and Deliverance?
Is it the Hillbillies? Yeah. Whatever it is, I will swear to God, it will not make you feel as uncomfortable as Paul Walker calling. I believe it's Tyrese Glenn, the actor.
Tyrese, yeah.
Cuh. Oh my God, I was so. Oh my God.
I don't know what that means.
It made my skin crawl.
Am I so old? I don't even know what that means.
He calls him cuz.
Oh, cuz.
But drops it to sound more quote unquote urban. Calls him cuh. Oh my God, I was like.
I love you're doing the air quotes.
I wanted to take a melon ball and scoop my eardrums out when I heard that.
Wow, that really had an effect.
But I did get through Too Fast, Too Furious, so we're on to Tokyo Drift now. I'm getting through them all.
That's amazing.
I think I only watched two of them.
Yeah, that's two.
I liked the first one. I liked the first one.
To quote Charles Bronson in Once Upon a Time in the West, that's too many.
I like Vin Diesel.
He's not in part two. He's not
in Too Fast, Too Furious.
There's like one movie he's not in, right?
There's two because he's not in. I don't think he's in Tokyo
Drift.
Nobody's in Tokyo Drift.
It's a bunch of random people.
But I heard
they go back and make it part, like a later movie makes it part of the.
Ties it all in.
They tie it all in. What's your favorite Fast and Furious movie, Justin? You're making a face.
The first one. Because it's a bad movie.
It's terrible.
Like what you're saying, it probably happens in all their movies.
Paul Walker calls everybody cuh?
Yeah.
He says cuh.
It's corny, but it's not, I don't know.
But it was just so, like, of the time because he's wearing, like, the Vans that everybody was wearing at the certain time. And he's got, like, the West Coast Chopper shirt on. Mm. And I was just like, oh, my God.
But he was like that in, what is that? It's that teen movie. It was a high school movie.
She's All That.
Yeah. He was like that character, too. And it was just...
He's always kind of... It's not like he had a tremendous range, you know? It's like...
I'll say this, I know he's
eye candy and everything, but he was like a likable guy.
Yeah. Well, like my friend Jake Kerr, when you talk badly about Paul Walker, he will say, why are you saying this? He was an adorable angel who just wanted to make people happy.
I kind of feel that way. He seemed like a good guy. Yeah,
he was. The Fast and Furious movies are not for me.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to be for somebody because they are the most successful franchise. So I wanted to really dice.
That's the most money Universal's ever made on a movie.
Yeah.
So here's what I did. Movies. You missed out, Tony. I bought a box set at Target's.
No, I saw your picture.
Yeah, and then I gave it to my brother for his birthday, and I took the digital copy.
I love the way you're doing that. And I
took the digital. So I'm watching. I'm slogging my way through the digital.
You know whose birthday's coming up?
Who's that? Tauntaun, do you want all eight Fast and Furious?
One of these days I'm going to watch them all.
I'm watching them
all. One of these days I will.
Okay, so back to
the streaming.
Back to the streaming thing.
Disney streaming, yeah.
All right, so do you want a streaming? Now, there are Disney fans who are going to go nuts.
So that'll be Marvel.
I'm going to tell you.
But that's what I don't know if Marvel and Star Wars will be in there.
Pixar, why not? Muppets.
Why would you take, like, taking Star Wars away? But here's the thing. I hate Disney's model for putting stuff on video is bullshit. I hate it. I hate that they put stuff out and take it away. Put stuff out and take it away. They're going to be doing that all the time. So
if you
subscribe to this thing, there's not even any guarantee that you're going to be able to watch everything.
That's my point of contention with this whole thing is the only way it would work is if they open up their whole library.
And leave it
up. For this to be viable and successful is if they open up the whole library and you have access to everything. But that's not the way Disney
works. I don't
think
they would do that.
What were you going to say, Justine?
I just want them to have XD on there.
XD.
Oh, Disney XD?
Disney XD.
That will still be on cable.
We don't have cable.
Then I don't have cable, though.
Because Disney XD has a lot of really good shows.
They'll all be on
there. What is XD?
But there's no way for me
like
to watch
it's
it.
It's like their teenager shows that they have. Shows. Like Gravity Falls is on there. The new DuckTales coming out is going to be on Disney.
Are they doing a new DuckTales?
It's not a reboot.
Is Scrooge McDuck.
It follows more closely to like the old DuckTale comics or the Scrooge McDuck comics.
Oh, okay.
The Carl Bark stuff?
So it's supposed to be really good. It should be airing end of August.
Oh, my kids will be excited. So DuckTales, maybe I was a little bit old for DuckTales, but
you still watched it.
No, I really didn't. I didn't. I knew the song because that goddamn song is the catchiest thing you'll ever hear.
DuckTales.
And so on my streaming music, I've been with my kids, I've been listening to, there's like a 4-volume Disney classics, and it has songs from like the old Davy Crockett show, Zorro. It has the DuckTales song, the Gummy Bear song, which is the second catchiest song of all time.
Gummy Bear.
The Darkwing Duck song. Chippendales, Rescue Ranger. And so the boys love it. And then it has a bunch of the songs from the rides. So I now know every single word to the goddamn pirate song.
Because that's going to go, that's going to lead into our next segment right now.
So I don't know. I don't think they will. It's not the way Disney works, but that would make sense. That's the only reason I would get it.
Well, here's the thing, because look, now...
Where else would people get Disney from, though? They wouldn't be able to get it anywhere else. It's like you wouldn't have a choice.
That's the other thing, too.
But here's the thing. Look. Okay, so now, right now, Star Trek fans are getting the hose, because if you want to watch the new Star Trek series, the pilot's going to be out on broadcast. Then you got to sign up for CBS's streaming service. They're going to have a CBS. What else do you want to watch from CBS? Nothing. Nothing.
Also, do you want to make it harder for somebody to see the new Star
Nothing
Trek?
Nothing ever.
You want to put that out there in as wide, you know, because people, they don't care as it is that there's a new Star Trek.
Well, it's just like we talked about Hulu had all of the Criterion Collection. So if you wanted to, you know, after watching 8 Fast and the Furious movies, sometimes you want to sit down
palate
with some
cleanser.
Yeah, you want to sit down with some Kurosawa or sit down with some French New Wave.
I just watched Fistful of Dollars for the first time.
Did you love it?
I loved it.
Right?
And I was like, I never knew anything about any of those movies, and I was like, wait a minute, it's a series.
Yeah.
All the way up to Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah, I know. But I saw the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly the last time I was on the podcast, and I was like, oh my god, I loved it. Yeah. Da, da, da. And I didn't know that they were all connected.
Fistful
to each
of
other.
Dollars is a direct remake of Yojimbo. Kurosawa's Yojimbo, and if you ever get a chance, watch it because it's
which
awesome.
I learned from Amazon because it's on Amazon streaming.
But Tony,
and I was like, it's like people who watch this also watch, and I was like, oh, look at that.
So, the mind blower, in my opinion, is the one without Clint Eastwood, Once Upon a Time in the West. Have you ever
seen?
If you ever get 3 hours without anybody bugging you to watch Once Upon a Time in the West, it's the one he did after The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly with Charles Bronson instead of Clint Eastwood.
You just mentioned this one.
Yeah, it's great. Okay. It's a good one.
That's the mind blower. Of all the Sergio Leone's, in my opinion, that's the magnum opus.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
I'm into it. I really enjoy it. Yeah.
You'll get to see your friend Tom Joad play a real bastard.
Oh, really?
Bad guy. You believe it. You really believe it.
Henry Fonda is a bad guy?
Yeah. He's a really bad guy. You really believe it.
He's really good in
it. That's acting. That's acting.
Charles Bronson's best work. I mean, you know, he went on to do
amazing.
A lot of... He was great
in it. Yeah.
My only contention with that movie...
Yes.
Is there's a part where the sound editing and all the Italian stuff is a little weird. Yeah. So the guns are always
a little
off. Yeah, the guns are even the guns are always a little off. Right. Like
I didn't know that was I was all.
Well, it always
what's happening.
It always makes me laugh too because like there's guys that are supposed to be Mexican
and they're all blue eyed.
Yeah, all blue eyed. You're like, oh, they got all the Spaniards. They're just living out in the countryside. They're all living out in like Chihuahua or something. But the
Spaniards
in Once Upon a Time in the West, a huge part of the plot is Charles Bronson's character plays a harmonica. It never sounds like the harmonica is source music. It always sounds like it's playing on. But all the characters are like responding to it. They're like, who's playing that harmonica? And you're like, well, not Charles Bronson because it's clearly not him.
Jack Ulam's all, it's on the soundtrack.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
You will be pulled in before the credits are over.
Yeah, that opening credit sequence.
You will be pulled in.
Okay.
You will not be able to take your eyes off it from the first credit sequence.
Okay, I have to always tone. I have to rein John in.
Sorry,
because I do that, and then I tell, and then Justine's bored halfway through King Kong, and where John's going like, "This is the greatest movie ever." Because you and I are the same.
I should tone it down a little.
We are. We're passionate.
You know what? It's pretty good.
You have to remember.
Catch it if you can.
We have great taste, but not everybody else does. You have to remember.
I lay it on so thick that when it's not, if it's not the masterpiece of all time, they're like, "What? It was in black and white."
Yeah,
what
the fuck, Did you ever finish King Kong, Justine?
No.
I replayed it. I think I napped through some of it.
Napped
every was time.
It, seriously, and then I woke up again.
So was it kind of boring because it's old?
No, just
all black
I told
and
you,
white.
Like, that,
where's the color?
That girl, so.
Oh, Faye Ray. Yeah.
Like I just. It's so hard to watch her.
Well, it is 80 years ago. Yeah.
But isn't that part of that where they're telling her to act that way? Because there's actually a movie within a movie.
She's just horrible. But but
now Anne, look frightened, really frightened. Yeah. I mean, like you're pissing your pants.
And then, back. Like listening to them, where they're like, "A woman can't be up here." And I'm yeah. Just like, oh,
well, I get
say.
It. It's 1933.
Yeah. Every it's a product of say. Its time. Okay, you need yeah. To bear that in mind.
And then the Asian it. Guy in there, it's just it's kind of hard to watch.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the natives, you're right.
Yeah, it's like, okay. Pretty hard to watch.
You get to the natives, you're like, why am I watching this again?
Just skip ahead to Kong.
Skip ahead to New York when they're all running for their lives in New York. Yeah.
All despite all the racism, sexism, anti-multiculturalism, still better than Peter Jackson's movie.
Yeah, that's
still
for,
better
that's
than
Peter. Sure,
oh
yeah.
My God, that was a terrible
yeah,
movie.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this: how many streaming services do you guys have? Going back to the streaming question, how many do you guys subscribe to?
I have two.
What do you have, Jake?
Well, technically, I have Amazon's because Amazon Prime.
Yeah, it comes with Prime. Yeah.
So that doesn't really count though, because you pay for Prime. That's just an extra thing. But I have Hulu and HBO Go.
Okay.
Hulu, HBO Now, Netflix, and Amazon.
You have all of them.
Yeah,
I have Prime and Netflix right now. But I think when I move, I'm not going to have cable, so I'll probably pick up like Hulu.
See, that's the thing. If you're doing, if you want to do a la carte TV, it makes sense to do it this way. You know, mm-hmm. a la carte TV. You can pay for all these subscriptions, but if you're like me, I'm also a cable subscriber because I want sports because the Dodgers cannot figure this out.
I don't give a shit.
Well, we also want it for like local channels. I want like local news and stuff.
Yeah. I don't watch local news. See, I hardly ever watch.
Get it online.
Cable.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Speaking of local news, quick announcement. Friend of the show, Chris Graham, director, Last Light Productions. You can follow him on Facebook. He was on our show many, many moons ago when we were still recording out of the house, directed a movie called Noble Fur. He and his wife. His wife just got a job offer. She's a meteorologist in Oregon right now. She got a job offer in Japan, so they are moving to Tokyo.
Ooh.
So best of luck to you, Chris Graham.
That's crazy.
And and your lovely wife Carly. Good luck to you guys.
Japan.
And as we say, where I'm from, Ichi no tori de no taisho sama. That means you're the captain of the number one fort. It's from. It's from Ron. It's from Kurosawa's Ron. Would you get a chance? It's King Lear, guys. King Lear. Yeah, I don't know that I want to do another streaming service, man. I've got...
I will make... My big thing... Okay, so we have like every Pixar movie so far, I think, we've bought on like Amazon Prime. Yeah. Well, no, but we don't even have a Blu-ray player. Oh, like everything's streaming for my kids watch tons. Yeah, kids watch tons of... Like it's.
I don't like Blu-ray.
I don't know what I would do if I couldn't throw on a movie for my kids sometimes, right? And you want the good stuff, but like some people can't tell the kids have horrible taste.
Yeah, of course.
Just say
sometimes
it. They want to watch fucking some shit that some know nothing like horrible studio puts out, and it
like
looks
trolls.
Like
let's go see Emoji Movie, guys.
The what?
It looks like the other. It looks like it might be a Disney movie, and other most other normal adults also don't know the difference between Disney and non-Disney.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I hate that I have to like really quickly flip past Despicable Me because I fucking hate that movie.
Mm-hmm.
So
and my
bad.
Kid like, and my kids are like, and I'm like, if I could just have the Disney stuff.
Here's the thing, my daughter, the last one of those movies was Secret Life of Pets, which I did not.
I heard it was terrible.
Was not fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
But that was like the last gasp of my daughter's childhood, where she's like, that's a movie that really made her say, I don't need to see all of these. I don't. There's certain ones that she wants, like Moana. She's seen.
Yeah.
A billion times.
But you don't need to see Ice Age 8.
Yeah, you don't need to see him.
Or fucking Nut Job 2.
Oh my God, I can't believe they did that.
Please don't go. Please don't see Emoji Movie.
No,
Emoji
I would never.
Don't do that.
I had no plans to do that. Did anyone here see it?
No. It got. I think it got a 5% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Did anyone see Dark Tower, which I hear is not good?
I haven't seen it.
You read the books, right?
No, I've read the first book. Farron is the one who knows Dark Tower really well.
Yeah, I didn't. I heard it got terrible reviews.
I saw a review of Despicable Me 3 that said it's literally so bad that like you should not go see it.
Wow,
like it's just the worst thing because it's so. And this is, I feel like, sort of a trademark of all those movies and a lot of other DreamWorks stuff. It's just flat.
Yes,
like there's nothing in it that is more important than anything else. And it's just a fucking jumble. Like,
and it
every
seems like
like
a computer cranked it out.
Yeah.
I mean, like a computer wrote it.
Oh, a wacky line. Yeah. Or like a really famous comedian is doing this voice completely arbitrarily.
And like topical reference number 5.
Yeah,
it's
I feel like... So we're watching Shrek, and I like Shrek a lot. And I think... I feel
that
like,
was the first of those.
I feel like DreamWorks accidentally did Shrek right. Yeah. Like, and it was like a complete accident that it worked out.
But you know what? Here's what, though. Shrek is the Eddie Vedder. It's the Eddie Vedder of those movies because that's the formula that everybody else hit on.
Yeah.
They're like, this is how we're going to combat Disney. We're going to make hip references. We're going to have all-star you know, all, like you just said, you know, all the things you have a problem with. Shrek hit that right, and so now you have a million other imitators.
Like, the Emoji Movie is full of huge, like, comedians and actors, and I'm like, Patrick Stewart's in there.
They think that's all you need is an, you know, and Pixar always says, we don't want the big names. We want whoever's going to match the character.
Are you guys going to see it?
What?
Never.
I will give somebody a dollar if they go see the Emoji
Movie. You give me $20, I'll see it.
You
gotta pay my
ticket. Yeah.
You pay for my ticket and some popcorn and candy, and I'll go see it.
Oh, popcorn and candy?
Yeah. I need something to numb the pain of watching that.
You drink before you go to the movie theater.
Or you go to the movie theater.
Buy me a six-pack of beer. I will drink it before going.
But you know what? That's why I still say those Shreks will not hold up like 50 years from now.
Maybe not.
The Pixar movies will hold up because there are no topical references. And Shrek got a couple good laughs.
Yeah.
But in 20, 30 years, you're going to go, this is dated. This is not
topical references are fine if you do them right. All the Warner Brothers cartoons hold up.
But don't lob them on so thick and so cheaply, you know? And also, the Warner Brothers cartoons had a lot more going for them. It wasn't just topical references.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun now. That's like a nugget. But I mean, you know what I mean? That's not why you're laughing after all these years at a Bugs Bunny cartoon. That's kind of like a bonus if you know what the reference is. Those are just funny, well-written as it is, you know?
All right, we have a list here. I'm going to switch over. So nobody, are you guys, who's going to sign up for the Disney?
Not me.
The Disney.
I would probably. I want to see what's on there.
I wonder how much it is, though. How much is it going to cost?
Will they have the Studio Ghibli stuff on there?
No, God, no. They would never.
Because they only release those. Yeah, that's like a limited thing.
Okay.
If they have the video rights. Well, no, they have the home video rights. Yeah. So
I forgot about that. They are the distributor.
I'd sign up for Studio Ghibli.
I'll do it for XD. Just
I love me some Ghibli.
That's right, because John Lasseter usually does an intro on all of those, doesn't he? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't like.
Did
that.
You see the Red Turtle?
Mm-mm.
That was like the
I
last,
haven't. Wa- I,
that was like
I
the
swear
last
to you,
one. Yeah.
It's so sad. My life is so sad. I don't have time to watch movies. Those are great. Shows.
Those are great for the kids, though.
No, I know. It's a matter of getting them. They're heavier than most kid stuff, though, and so I sort of have to, like, it has to be, and they're a little, my three-year-old right now, the three-year-old is just like a pinball. Like, he just bangs off his stuff, and, like, the other one has a little bit more of an attention span where he can sit and pay attention, but the three-year-old comes in, forget it. Like, it's over. They're on the floor rolling around. So, it has to be when they're good and drugged.
Now, here's what. Here's something you can do to get the kids Colin, you posted a list yesterday.
Booty music.
You posted a list from Very Very Smart Brothers, VSB.com. It's a great website. Check it out.
They're so smart.
They are. They are very. They have a good, a lot of good cultural and political analysis on that website. But they also do fun stuff, and it's always funny to see this pop up on somebody like Tawny, where you're seeing, you know, all, you know, it's just a wealth of intellectual.
I post a lot of goofy stuff.
You do. So she posted yesterday the 10 best booty songs. All right? So let me read you the list real quick. We got Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Mm-hmm. And this is one of the writers is Panama Jackson, one of the two founders. Okay. It's one of them, yeah.
Pop That by French Montana, Drake, Rick Ross, Lil Wayne.
I don't know that one.
No Hands, Waka Waka Flame, Roscoe Dash. Bands That Make Her Hand Dance, I know this one. This was very popular at work for a while. That's Juicy J, 2 Chainz, Lil Wayne. Shake Your Ass, which is mystical, of course.
Shake Your Ass.
Rump Shaker by Rex and FX.
Show me what you're working with.
I Wanna Rock, Doo-Doo Brown, by Luke. Get Low by Lil Jon and the East Side Boys.
From the window.
A couple weeks ago, the great Kiki Hernandez plays for the Dodgers. He made this insane catch, and then posted a picture that somebody took of it on Instagram, and he said, "From the window to the wall, I had to jump high to get this ball."
That's adorable.
It made me laugh so hard. The Butt, which is an '80s classic by EU.
Say that again.
The Butt. Doing the butt.
Oh my God, Nemo touched the butt.
Yeah. And then,
what?
Number one, Back That Ass Up by Juvenile. All right.
Back That Ass.
Now, my wife had a point of contention. She said the song that's missing for her is You Can Do It by Ice Cube.
I'm with her on that one. I forgot about it, but I'm like, yeah, that's a really good one.
Yeah. And I'd say my missing one was what's his name? Flo Rida. Apple bottom jeans. I can't think of the name right now.
Gotta get them out.
Apple bottom jeans. Boots with the fur.
With the fur.
Shorty got low.
Now, what do you guys say? Do you guys have any? I went to Twitter and I went to Facebook. So let me see if you guys agree with these. All right.
Mm-hmm. Where's Queen?
So let's rebound. John just asked, what about Big Fat Bottom Girls by Queen? And Patrick asked the same question. And I said, that is not a booty song. And Tawny, give us the breakdown of why that's not a booty.
They're just qualitatively different.
Yes. It's a song about. Okay, here's
no,
the thing.
No, a booty song needs to have the effect of making you want to shake your booty.
Exactly.
So Bonita Applebaum is going to be part of that. So
Bonita Applebaum is so part of
it's
that.
It's got to be a rap song.
Does that song make you want to shake your booty?
It's got to be hip hop. It can't be a rock song.
That makes
song.
Me want to shake my booty.
There's no rock song.
Well, but look at the people who are. Let's just, I mean, without causing problems. Let's look at who wants.
Without causing problems.
It's because we're white.
Yes. Yes. Fat Bottom Girls is a great song.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm not trying to appropriate different cultures.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you not twerked to Fat Bottom Girls before?
Jesus. You can't twerk to Fat. Okay, that's a great.
You know what it is?
Can you twerk to it?
Can you twerk to it? That is that's there our criteria. Can you twerk to Fat Bottom Girls?
Well, you know what? I think this list is null and void if you're considering your qualifications. Can you twerk to it or not?
What? That's a booty song,
it's a booty
though.
Booty song.
Okay, so it's more about dancing to it than it's than it's about asses.
No, there's a lot of song about asses. There's a lot of song about asses. I mean, there's Fat Bottom Girls. I mean, that's a different list. That's a different list.
I like Miss New Booty.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. See? All right. Perfect.
Don't bring it back to me.
I'm making a list. I already started a playlist. All right. So on Facebook.
Bootylicious.
Here's what we got on Facebook.
I think you're ready for this joke.
My Corey, Professor Ching, he made the joke about, in as much as booty refers to plunder, if then he put Pirate's Life for Me, right? So that is a booty song, but not a booty song.
You can't twerk to it.
Yeah, you can't twerk to it.
Or can you?
You can.
Everyone on that ride.
Our friend,
you can twerk to anything.
Our friend Caitlin DeSpain, former co-host Caitlin DeSpain, she popped in with Tim Wilson booty song. I don't know that song.
Did you say popped in for a reason? Because you popped that booty?
Oh, that's nice.
Basically anything by Two Live Crew.
Yeah, yeah. That pop that coochie. Pop that. I say pop that coochie.
The entire discography, yeah.
I like the booty. I need the booty. I like the booty. Oh, what a booty. Shaking that booty. I saw the booty.
No, Caitlin, this doesn't count. This is Fat Bottom Girls. I'm sure this is a parody or something. We're gonna figure. He has a bunch of songs.
That's
song
like a country song.
He has another song called. He had another song called Booty Man. All right, Katie Creighton, our friend Katie Creighton, Booty by Iggy Azalea. Does anyone know that?
No.
Iggy Azalea just gets voided for me.
Rebecca, our friend Rebecca O, T-Pain, Booty Work.
I don't know it.
Let's listen to it. Let's give it a shot. One cheek at a time. Oh, God dang ads.
What was that?
Parenthetical. It's T-Pain, Booty Work. Parenthetically, One Cheek at a Time. One Cheek at a Time. I feel like this is going to be a good booty song as soon as this ad
finishes. I don't know.
We'll know in a minute.
As soon as this ad finishes.
There we go. Let's get ahead. All these videos got to warm up. Here we go.
By the way, Colossus is now Twisted Colossus.
There we go.
Oh.
Tawny?
Are you asking?
Oh, this song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a booty song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at everybody in their chairs. And what part of their body are you moving them?
But does Bonita Applebaum make you move like that?
Yes.
Okay. It doesn't make me move like that.
The Cisco's thong song.
Thong song.
That thong.
All right.
That's cool.
My Neck, My Back, which we cannot play on the show.
Yeah.
By sure. Kia, that's our friend Iz. Thank you, Israel.
Why not?
Our friend Dre says Drop Girl by Ice Cube. Angel Martinez, Big Booty Bitches. He dropped in Big Booty.
Isn't it
Big Booty?
Is that a more recent one? Isn't it?
Fairly recent.
Because there's like a Two Live Crew Big Booty Ho song, right?
Oh, that's another one.
Hoochie Mama.
How do we forget Hoochie Mama?
Whatever happened to Luke?
He did. Luke just did. That was that one song I told you about.
Oh, he's still around.
He did. He was on the top 10.
He's still doing stuff, huh?
Jacqueline already said back. We already got back that ass up. Thank you, Jacqueline. So, Angel, shout out to Angel, who is good luck to him. He's moving up to Seattle. Tawny brought him in on our brought him in when they talked about working at Not Scary Farm, and it's a good friend. He's on the Retro Convo right now. You can check that out. Good podcast. Wendy Stiegel mentioned the butt, which we already talked about. Baby got back from Eric. We already got that. Some Eric, another friend of ours, Eric said Bonita Applebaum. Bootylicious, and then parenthetically, I can look at Beyonce all day in this video.
Then parenthetically,
then we have Hector. A good shout out to Hector. Like you had to ask me, A Tribe Called Quest, Bonita Applebaum. That's I feel like that's a good one. Rump Shaker. Somebody else said that's from West Clone. Josh Scott Fitzgerald piped in with Bootylicious as well. Mm-hmm. So thank you guys for participating on that. But are there any others we're missing? Let me go over to the other Twitter account. No, we only got one over there.
Bubble Butt.
What's Major, Bubble Butt?
Major
bubble,
Laser. Bubble Butt. You haven't heard that one?
Oh my God, I'm going to write all these down.
What's
Bubble Butt. Wait. Major Laser.
Major Laser. Mm-hmm. Bubble Butt.
Yeah.
All right. That's it, guys.
Sir Mix-a-Lot?
That was number 10 on the list.
That was number 10?
Has to always make it. Unless you like,
you said Miss Lucy,
I thought that was number
right?
one on the list.
Yeah, I said that.
There's a lot of them, John. Yeah. There's a lot of booty songs.
Oh, yeah.
So unless next week like... we're going to do songs about butts, and then you guys can bring in
Fat Bottom Girls.
Why are you guys mad about Fat Bottom Girls?
Because there aren't that many. That's probably it for rock songs.
I didn't have a cheek in the race.
Or like Spinal Tap.
That's like a good lap dance song. How about lap dance songs?
I'm turning the other cheek.
Can you let me know?
What's this one?
Right now.
This is Bonita Applebaum.
Oh, duh. Bonita Applebaum.
Bonita Applebaum. You gotta put me on. But it doesn't make me want to shake it. Put me on. Just saying.
Good. I'm just saying.
I'm not talking about that one where you like stand and like pivot. Like
you can't.
You're
that doesn't make you want to twerk though.
You can't twerk to this song.
I just think that's why I think it's
you
like
can't twerk
slow.
To this.
That is the slowest twerk ever.
Right, you see, Tony and I looking at each other like these poor bastards.
You specifically said you got to twerk to it. I don't think you can twerk to this.
That's what I was.
It's a good
booty
song.
Tony and I have never bonded more. Like, just looking at each other like, what's going on?
Don't get me wrong. That's a good booty song, but that's hard to twerk to.
You know what I mean. You guys know what I'm saying. That's
we know what you're saying. But it's not twerking.
But what about Queen? I love Queen. But
no, that shows how old and white I am. How about Queen? No, it doesn't make this list.
No, it doesn't, because it's not about booty. It's about butts. It's not about booty.
It's not about booty.
Yeah. There's a difference between butt and booty.
Booty.
Yeah, I mean, here we go. Are
you gonna take me home? I could see a super good pull dance to this song.
You could twerk to this. You could totally twerk to this.
Ladies and gentlemen in the audience, John is now demonstrating.
This would be a really classy dance too.
This is like the dance of the night. Like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, candy's coming up.
Never heard this song before.
You never heard this song?
Really? Wow.
And here comes up to the pole, Angel Star.
Hey everybody, welcome to No Plan B, your favorite strip club. Now making your way to the main stage.
Okay.
And don't forget to visit
the
buffet.
The Chappelle sketch.
Sugar Sweet.
Where it's John Mayer's playing the drums.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where they're the guitar and all that. Do you guys know which sketch I'm talking about? He's talking about, like, the different kinds of music that makes different, like, ethnic racial groups go crazy. And the heavy metal, like, he's, like, in an office building.
Yeah, he starts playing metal.
And he starts playing metal, and all the people just start, like, like headbanging.
Or a mosh pit. They're, like, breaking the desks. And,
And then what is it for black people? It's
well,
drums?
First they go into a barbershop.
A barbershop
in Harlem. No, first he plays a guitar, and they're like everybody's, like, yelling at him. They start screaming at him with just the guitar. They're like, all right, let's add a beat. And then it's Questlove from the Roots.
Yeah.
He starts playing a beat, and one guy starts doing the robot. They start like freestyling.
The robot guy?
Yeah, they start freestyling. And then he goes, okay, That was good, but the Latin people seemed into it, but they weren't quite into it. He's like, so let's add an electric piano. And then he started to do like a Latin beat. And then Dave Chappelle gets the mic, and in front of the mic puts a megaphone. And he's just going, ay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay. And it's just like they're just going crazy. Oh, my God. It's the funniest thing ever. Watch that.
It's funny.
We miss you, Dave Chappelle. All right, guys. What a great show. We put a list together of booty songs for you. Okay. Star Wars and Marvel stuff better be on that Disney thing. That's all I'm saying.
Are there details available?
No, not yet.
Because it's not until 2019 it comes out.
So Netflix will have the rights to everything through 2019. Starting in 2020, it all goes
so
Disney.
So you know when Defenders is ending?
That's Marvel, though.
Marvel's owned by Disney.
But
those are all produced by Netflix.
Is Disney pulling things off of like Amazon that
probably
that have already been paid for?
Maybe. Like, no.
Just
no,
streaming.
You already paid for it.
Digital copies are safe.
Okay.
Because you paid for it. It's your digital.
Well, no,
copy.
But okay, yeah.
And you say it's still like a year away, 2 years away.
2020. Okay. They have the rights through 2019. Okay. What a great show, guys. Did you guys have fun today?
Yeah. It's good.
It's all crickets.
Yeah. Why are you mad about the booty?
No man can be mad about the booty.
That's exactly right.
That's true.
What? Justine, you made
booty.
A face?
The booty. The booty. Wait.
No
that?
Man.
The booty.
The booty.
The booty.
It's okay.
Is that a Tribe song? Is that on the Love Movement?
Das Booty.
The booty.
The booty. Then you have Professor Booty by the Beastie Boys. That's not really
Is that? Wait, no.
Then why bring it up?
You can't really.
Yeah, we ain't talking about booty. All
right, guys.
Holden has started referring to like treasure as booty.
Yes.
Interesting.
I love that you're all interesting.
He's like, and it's something about guarding my booty. And
he
I'm
took
like,
my booty.
And you just start laughing because you're a horrible.
Yeah,
it
is Tribe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. All right, guys, we're going to leave you with the good old Beastie Boys.
I ain't got nothing to do with those dudes.
Funny when
and
you come
I
back.
I saw your female with them, sorry. Too. What's up with her? I've been hearing that she's been giving that stuff
out. What was the question?
Sorry, I missed
it. Yeah, it is in the
love. I messed
movement.
Up the outro.
Oh, that's fine.
When are you coming back?
Me? As soon as I get a Wednesday where I don't have anything to do and I have childcare.
So, Christmas break, we'll see you.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Right?
On holidays.
Jake?
That could be.
Hey, does anybody else, by the way, does anybody else have a Twitter account? Because... Nobody else here?
I do, but I don't ever use it.
I don't use
Same.
It.
Yeah.
All right, good.
I need to get on that, though.
Because I am...
I know. It's what the kid... The
I need
student,
to promote
right now, the students are... It's all Twitter and Snapchat.
Yep.
I'm going to make you guys ones. All get Twitter accounts so people can talk to you. All
right.
Just kidding. I do plenty of talking on Twitter for all of us.
I know.
So, for my friend Patrick...
I feel like I'd like to respond. Defend myself, you know?
We all just, I end up just, it's me and Brent from Home Video Hustle, and then he gets me into these like.
I do see you guys a lot on Twitter.
We get like these, get into this, he gets like 20 other podcasts in there, and then I'm just, my phone is blowing up constantly.
I get overwhelmed by that, like by the way they stack on each other. Like, I'm like, I can't deal with that.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, it's just like.
It's fine. But
I
find.
Different threads and get stuff.
But you know what?
Yeah.
I will tell you this, now that I'm on Twitter more, I find it more enjoyable than I find Facebook.
Well, yeah.
Because you can just filter out all the. You can filter out all the.
Facebook's just a glorified blog.
You can filter all the dumb family photos.
Yeah,
I don't even get that many family photos. I mean, I get enough, but I get most of what I get is like the different like news outlets that I like and stuff. So I go there for like what's happening in the world that day.
I still get a couple of Trump supporters.
Just a glorified blog.
I don't get. See, I don't. Yeah.
I still get that. Justine, no Twitter.
No, but if I did, it'd be Justine Weenie.
At Super Complex.
So why don't you get it?
I have one. I just don't know what the... I don't know.
I have one as well.
Jake, what's your tweeter?
I think I have like
Mine
three.
Mine is Handsome Dan Handsome.
Yeah. At Handsome Dan Handsome. Handsome. Let's get him some followers.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Why is Handsome Dan Handsome? What is that
I made
for?
Jake into a meme. I'll show it to you.
John, you're on Twitter, of course.
My picture.
That'll be the day.
Yeah.
John, you're on Twitter, of course.
Connie, you don't have one either. So
I have like three.
Seriously, guys.
None of which I use.
If you guys could follow us on the Twitter, that'd be great, at Soup Complex. Give us a like on Facebook, facebook.com/SoupComplex, S-O-U-P Complex. That's the same for Twitter, at S-O-U-P Complex. And then please, if you guys have a chance, write a review on iTunes because that'll get more people to listen to us, and that's what we want because you've listened, and it's been great.
Are we going to do a Twitter poll for our other show?
Oh, real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, We got a letter about our – so I didn't post a boarding party. This is an announcement. This is probably important. But we did not post a boarding party episode this week. I got an email from a guy named Jeremiah who's been doing a podcast for a year called The Boarding Party. And I was confused at first because the first thing we did when we decided to name our board game podcast, The Boarding Party, was I went through all the search engines and I made sure nobody had that name. Well, apparently they had it. I guess they just weren't anywhere. They didn't have a big enough audience yet. And so now they've got more listeners. So they found us and they were very nice about it. And they just said, we just want you to know in case you're trying to get your name out there. But I felt like, well, we don't want to do that. So we'll change the name. So we have a couple of ideas. Patrick came up with The Sore Losers.
matches our personality.
That is, that's really very well. Mm-hmm. But if you guys have an idea,
please tweet
for
us
a board game podcast. I mean, there's so many good ones out there, and there's so many good puns. I like a good dumb pun. there's some good names out there. Just like Heavy Cardboard is a great one.
Dex and Meeples.
Wow. Anyway, if you have one that's better than Dex and Meeples, which will never be the name of the podcast, please give us a shout out on Twitter or Facebook and let us know.
Has to now,
but we're gonna hold off on the episode we just recorded. We're not gonna release it under the board game or the boarding party name. But it'll be a couple weeks, so we'll be back with another board game podcast very, very soon. All right, so
tweet us at Twitter.
Tweet us at
Soup Complex.
At Soup Complex, all that good stuff. Yeah, perfect.
S-O-U-P Complex.
We should do a giveaway or something.
No, we're not.
We'll take a cast photo and send it to them.
Oh, God.
Hey, you don't have any glossies, do you?
Yeah, we don't want
to scare them away.
We want them to participate.
Well, it's going back away.
We don't want to threaten. Okay, so for our friend Patrick, for Justine. What's going on? They're whispering.
Sorry. I just watched them laugh and then clap, and it reminded me of Brendan Fraser.
Oh! You mean the handsome Brendan Fraser?
Yeah.
Justine, thank you for being here. Jake, thank you for being here. Mm-hmm. John Sandy, as always, thank you for being here. And our special guest, Tawny.
Yay!
We're finally back.
I missed you.
We're going to leave you with a little Beastie Boys right now. It's a little track called...
We never did our Beastie Boys episode, Mario.
We can still do it.
He works it in every episode. You don't need to.
See you guys later. Fight the power.
What's another word for pirate treasure?
Well, I think it's booty.
This transmission ends now.
What it is.
Yes, I got more bounce in the fucking bump in the-